and welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, Ben Price, and...
And me, Colson Smith.
Colson Smith.
This feels weird because I now feel like I'm about to be interviewed on my own podcast.
Oh, on my own.
On my own. And there it begins, ladies and gentlemen. He went into the house, just one of the lads, one of three of us. And he's come out of the house going, my own podcast.
There's the first wedge.
There's the first. I hate to tell you, lads, but I've been offered huge money to go out on my own. And I took literally seconds to think about it. And I'm going to go on my own.
No, because if I turn around to one of you two and went, can I interview you on the sofa? You'd be like, no, that's weird. So now it feels a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just getting back into the normal podcast routine. I'm looking forward to giving... Have you been giving Patreon jobs out whilst I've been away?
No.
No.
What happened? While you were away, the podcast went through an enormous revolution.
You've achieved stuff without me than what we have
done
together.
We achieved more than we could ever have dreamed from a very, very lackadaisical delivery.
Has it not given you an idea that without me you're a chart topping podcast, and now I'm back, instantly you're not number one in the charts anymore?
That absolutely occurred to us. The other thing that occurred to us was that you should start going on every single reality show, because it works.
What's the next one?
Dancing on Ice.
Oh god, I think so good.
Get voting
in his sparkly suit.
Who would dance on ice? I'm not going to last long, am I?
Dancing the bolero. No. Colson Smith.
You'd only do one act. I'd be gone week one.
With his wings. His caped wings.
I think I'd have a helmet on if I did dance on ice.
Shot from a cannon.
Dancing with a penguin. So we left you and you went off and then you were in a hotel without your phone.
Yes.
How did you... Let's just take it right from the beginning. How did you survive without your phone in lockdown?
So straight off, got picked up from my house in Manchester by an Uber on the way there. Long drive, obviously. Mm. 3.5 hours. About 20 minutes in, taxi driver turns around and goes, do you mind if I smoke?
Really?
And I was like, yes, I do. I was like, please don't. He was like, all right, well, can I stop to smoke? Oh. And I was like, I'd rather you stop than smoke in the car.
Do you mind if I
smoke? Then instantly my brain's going, is this a sign saying... don't go in the house, because the taxi driver wanted to smoke on the way there. But I got there about 10:30 to a secret hotel on like the outside of Watford, I think. And then as soon as you get in...
blindfolded at this point.
Blindfolded, gagged, and your hands are tied together.
Clothes on.
As soon as I got there, meet everyone, see the welfare team. Hugs.
Who's everyone? Not the other
contestants.
No, so I was greeted by Dan, who was one of the heads of welfare.
Okay.
And I was greeted by Gavin, someone
all
else.
In your
I know.
Room?
No, this was all in the hotel reception. But we got there early because he'd driven so quick.
Okay.
So they were like, "We need to get Canada in quickly. We need to get Canada."
That's
in
your code name.
Canada was my code name.
Canada Colson.
We all had code names, which was countries.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to get Canada in quickly.
Just reflecting quickly.
Colombia.
Matt.
Do you not think
Colombia would have been a good one?
Colombia Colson.
Colombia.
Or Cambodia.
Cambodia's good.
Canada's cool.
Canada's fine. Canada's good.
Did you ask other housemates? And Bradley
had the best.
What was Bradley?
Bermuda.
That's good.
Bermuda's good.
But because we had Lauren...
I know, David's.
Go on.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had Lauren, Levi and Louis. It was Latvia, Liechtenstein and...
Luxembourg.
Yes. There we go. Wild guess.
Come on. I know my geography.
When they kept getting your name wrong in the house, do you wish your name was Canada?
I was going to say you can call me Canada if it's easier.
Yes. Let's just shorten it to Canada. So you're in
there. To be fair, I could have been Colchester. That could have been my code name, couldn't it?
That would have been great, wouldn't it? So you're in the hotel.
Yes.
They say everything's all right. We're going to tuck you up. Give me your phone.
You get a chaperone. So the first...
In the room with you?
Yeah. So no, at reception... So I'm greeted by welfare, I'm greeted by a couple of people who I recognise, and then they say, you're not going to see us now until 5 minutes before you go in the house. This is Scott, he's your chaperone.
This is Scott?
Yeah. So this Scott helps me to my room. We go.
What do you mean helps you to your carries you?
Grabs all my bags and everything.
Scott, can you carry me, please? No, he's your chaperone, he's not there to carry. No, I want to be carried.
So obviously I had my suitcases, but Scott had my big brother suitcases. So everything I had packed We had to, so we got so into
like
the hotel.
What, six suitcases about?
We got into the hotel room.
Yeah.
And Scott was like, right, first things first, do you
which
want
side of the bed do you want? Sorry. I couldn't know. Sorry.
Put these cuffs on.
I've ruined them. I like this. I already like this. It's you and Scott in the hotel room. Get your luggage open.
He went, drink, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I was like, no. He went, right, I'm really sorry. Phone. And I went, straight away. And he went, yeah. He went, send any last goodbye. And I said, I've done it. Because when I was 5 minutes from the hotel, yeah. I did everything. Anyway. I said goodbyes to people I needed to say goodbye to.
Yep.
So phone went.
Did we get a goodbye? I don't think.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
we did. And I spoke.
We didn't reply.
I spoke to you on the phone.
Oh, he spoke to me. Yeah, he spoke.
I didn't.
He's trying to smoke. He's trying to smoke.
You have to put it in an envelope, and you have to sign over the envelope to prove that it's not
been tampered with.
And that was the last I saw my phone.
When you're taking your clothes out, is Scott looking at your underwear and stuff like that?
Oh yeah,
Scott,
for like contraband.
Scott had the worst task in the world. So basically,
smelly socks.
I had to open everything out on the case, empty it one by one, and Scott had to do a itinerary breakdown of what was in my cases. So item by item, as an individual boxer shorts,
one sock,
in pairs of like everything, name, brand, size, description, condition.
Why?
Because
condition, ropey, holy.
I would assume
gusset gone
in case anything went missing.
Grey.
I would assume in case anything went missing, but I'm not sure.
But you're going to be with
you're
it
in a house locked up.
But get this. So you pack it. Scott does the itinerary.
What did they tell you to have? How much of stuff?
Enough stuff to last you up to 3 weeks.
Fuck, what about washing?
There was a washing machine. I'll get on to that.
Okay.
So you pack your bag.
Yeah.
Scott took 4 items off me.
I like Scott.
And I had a bit of a back and forward about my hats. You know the Gymshark cap that I wear? They wouldn't let me have that.
Brand.
And they kept saying, we're going to buy you a cap. But I was like, it's not the cap. It's the fit of it. Because I was like, I'm funny about my hair, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was very cautious of that. So that took a bit of like backward and forward. And in the end, I lost the battle. I wasn't allowed to have.
Yeah.
Like we coloured in a logo. I tried to tape it over. It just wasn't happening. So for me, I was already like, fuck, that's a nightmare because I'm going to have to go on TV with shit hair a lot of the time.
Shit hair.
But anyway, got over that.
But you did have a hat.
I had a hat, but not the one that I can wear backwards, really. It's like the size. I found one cap that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it suits me.
That's the only cap in the world.
And I bought 7 caps. I brought 7 options of the same cap. But because it's a new era, they're all branded. So it's basically like the Adidas of caps. So it was either New York Yankees, Gymshark, Red. I bought as close to what I thought I'd get away with as possible, and they rejected all of them. Anyway, then they got rid of a couple of tops, bits like that all had branding on. Then we repacked. Scott signed the itinerary off. I signed the itinerary off. Then the execs came to do the exec back check. So everything came back out. They went through the list. And then stuff that Scott had said yes to, they were saying no to. So I lost more and more clothes.
So they was like, no, Scott.
No, Scott. That Kappa trainer.
I lost all my gym clothes because basically they were like, anything that wasn't colour on colour Gymshark, they got rid of. So then they had to go and buy me some like Primark gym stuff because I had nothing left. At one point, I nearly lost all my socks. So it was just like, it was just chaotic. Then they were like, okay, these bags are now going to go. So you need to decide what you want for tonight in the hotel, tomorrow night for launch night, and your first night in the house. And it all needs to fit in your little hand luggage.
How many eviction outfits did you need?
I think you needed 5.
And they needed to be quite flamboyant.
I didn't wear any.
No, I just wear the same.
And even for the final, I had an eviction outfit. And I just was like, I'm just going to wear all black. And to the point where Nick said to me, he was like, should me and you like dress up tonight? Should we put suits on so it feels like we're going out? And I was like, I haven't brought a suit with me. He was like, what do you mean? Like, what are you going to wear if you're up for eviction or if you make the final? I was like, well, it's one, I've not thought about it. And two, just this.
Yeah. Wasn't. Down to earth. Very down to earth. So bags have gone.
Yep.
Scott's gone, or Scott is Scott staying for a drink?
Scott will do whatever you want Scott to do. So
hello. I love Scott. Hello. Already I like Scott's
bath.
Shower.
I had a
to be quick.
I had a Nando's, didn't I?
with Scott
in isolation, and they wouldn't let Scott have a Nando's. So Scott ordered my Nando's and ordered for himself and said, yeah, Coulson's really hungry. So like, he ordered a starter and another main, and they were like, bloody hell, he's making the most of his last Nando's. And then he had it with me, which I was like, I rate that.
In the hotel room, just you and him?
Yeah, in the hotel room, with one chair in the hotel room.
Well, you've got the bed.
Had the bed. I was on the bed, Scott was on the chair. We had to move rooms, which was a nightmare. Why? I had a ladybird infestation. Yeah. And they were really worried that it was going to contaminate my bags. So we genuinely, they
How
made
many
us
ladybirds
move rooms.
Were there?
Probably like 20. And they were worried about it because they didn't want them to get in the house. So we moved rooms. Whenever you walked around the corridor, they had to put in a group chat, can Canada walk round for 5 minutes? And no one else was allowed out at the time.
Okay.
Was it a big hotel?
Did they have the floor?
No, we were across three different floors.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And I was told that I wasn't allowed to speak in transit because my voice was too distinct.
So then you've done two nights, have you? Like this?
Two nights.
Just in the room with Scott for 2 days?
Yes. One night. I had an iPad.
But it's the
same. I watched.
How do they make sure you don't text on your iPad?
Locked, Ben. Genius. I didn't know you could do it. I was locked in an app. I couldn't turn the brightness down. All I could do was turn the sound up and switch through Netflix. I couldn't turn it off or on.
Oh.
So the iPad I couldn't turn off. I just had to pause Netflix and turn it around.
Oh.
I watched that one day.
Oh, yeah.
Watched
good.
All of that. Yeah, good. Watched all 18 episodes of that, actually.
Are you on your own or Scott with you at the time?
On my own for that. And Scott had come back and check on me. And I think Scott kept, like, the first day was just bags. Yeah. Bags, 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 bags. And then at 9 p.m, we did, like, our training course on the old Zoom. And then it was pretty much bedtime. The second day, there wasn't a lot to do. Like, we had makeup and stuff like that. And we had, obviously, to get changed. So Scott was like, me and my girlfriend, when we go out for a meal, we play cards and we wait for the meal. I went, do you? And he was like, yeah, I've got some in the car. And I was like, you've got a game? And he was like, yeah. So we had Monopoly Deal. Have you played that?
Very good. I play it with
so
the children.
So good.
It's fantastic.
So it's a card quick, game. It's great.
It's a quick version of Monopoly. You can't argue as much. And yet you do get houses.
Yeah.
And you get to keep the house, you get three. And the winner is the person who gets three lots.
Three lots of full houses.
Oh, right. Okay.
Monopoly Deal's very big in our house. I'd fit right in.
We played best of five.
Yeah.
We drew 4-all because we were playing the last game and they were like, Canada needs to travel.
Scott was
like, mate, this is it. You're on. Then I was fine. I got really nervous in the hotel. After I did my mic and spoke to security and spoke to the execs and all that, when I was leaving the hotel, I started getting the shakes and I was like, fuck, I'm nervous. Got in the car and it was like a 20-minute drive and I was like, fine. So I don't know if I'd have gone straight
Hold
from
on.
The hotel to
Are
the house.
Are you in the car?
On the way to the house.
Literally the car that would take you to the house?
No.
Oh.
A car.
Fucking hell, big build up this.
So they've started calling people now. And I was like, okay. And then 10 minutes later, he was like, okay, they've called you. And I was like, I'm in early. And he was like, you are, but I can't tell you where. And I was like, I'm second or third in here, aren't I? And he was like, about that. So I knew that we'd gone. And then all these cars were parked up in a car park opposite the studio, like massively spaced out. And the doors would open, lights would come in for makeup checks, blah, 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 blah. And they didn't call anyone for ages because obviously they had Sharon and Louis in. And they had like 10 minutes to settle, didn't they? Because they set them the task.
Oh, right.
So we didn't see.
So you're waiting in a car park with all the contestants in the cars.
But that was good because I went really relaxed then. And then it was like, okay, Canada to travel. So then we pulled out of the car park, pulled onto the street, got out of the car. There was like people who weren't inside, like on the street, spoke to them, said goodbye, gave Scott a hug, said thank you very much for looking after me, went into the back of the BMW and got in the back of the BMW and I was like, hang on, you drive and reverse? And he went, all day. He went, all day. He went, I drive at 5 mph. He was like, it was like 10 yards. And he was like, and then I reverse back. And it was like, you don't get out of the car till security open the door for you. boom, you're on. And it, as soon as I was in the car, he was like, mate, you're about to go. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I heard my voice, and it was my VT. And I was
right, they're playing.
And then it was just blur. From then on, I was like, it's in. So they open the door, you walk out, you get on the stage with Will and AJ. You're seeing these people, and I was like, shit. And I remember Will was like, Coulson, you're an actor. Are you planning on using your acting skills when you're in the house? And I was like, fuck, this is Big Brother, this is a game, and this is it. And I was like, shit. And now I was like, well, no, I'm not. Like, I went, in terms of acting, for me, this is 3 weeks off work. Like, I'm just coming to be myself for a bit.
Good.
And then I saw my mum and dad bang opposite me in the audience.
We love you. It did feel like that. Like, at times, it was the last time you'd ever be seen.
Yeah.
We love you.
Like he was getting in a rocket and he was off to the moon.
Yeah, it's one of those missions in a movie when you go, it's so long, he won't be coming back. So the journey is so long, he'll be 80 when he lands. Yes.
It was like I was doing something that had never been done by anyone before.
The moon landing. The moon landing.
Yeah.
Your mum's there crying. Your dad's looking, what am I doing?
Not asked. Don't even think I got a wave. I think my mum was like that, and I think my dad was like,
yeah.
And obviously, I'd not spoken to them for 2 days because I'd had no contact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the first time you've not spoken to your mum?
Yeah, definitely. And then I don't know if this aired. So then you turn and you get so many briefings in the hotel, you forget everything. So I turn, walk into the lift, the door's shut,
and it goes
and
down.
I'm going, this is fucking mental. And then I was like, waiting for the doors to open. And then this cameraman tapped on the window and was like, face the other way. And the door was open. So I don't know how long it'd been open. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, we heard him say that. I heard him say that.
Straight.
First thing, so he went, oh, fuck.
Because I was like, that I hadn't,
cameraman,
I just though, hadn't,
the cameraman,
yeah, cameraman going did. Behind you. And I was like, sorry. So yeah, straight in the house. And then I walk in and I see Nikita and I see Ekin Su, and I was like, hi, I'm the third person in. And then it was just like, boom.
And you had no idea who was going in.
I knew who was, I'd read it in the papers.
You'd read, so the only paper talk you'd seen.
Yes.
So what the general public thought,
yes,
you thought
the
same.
And the papers got it bang on.
Oh, did they? Right.
But I had chose not to read about people I didn't know. So I kind of knew what everyone did, but I didn't want to learn any more about people because I wanted to meet them.
Yeah, yeah, and find that out for yourself. Yeah.
So I got in, introduced myself, and then kind of just went round. And then as the night went on, it just gets more and more overwhelming because more and more of you are coming
that
in.
That first step when everybody was coming in and everybody was level 10.
Their personalities were level 10. And I'm not a quiet little mouse, am
no,
I?
No, not at all. But you were quite reserved. You were having to be reserved because everybody
I think I was myself.
Yeah.
It was just such a mad moment. And I was like, what is going on?
Did you not think, have I made a terrible mistake?
I did. That would be running through my head, hey, Big Brother. Hey, Ben. Hi. I know we haven't actually started. I'd like to leave.
Yeah. I did have a moment on night one where I was like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to like me. I was like, I don't think I'm going to fit in.
Talk about the beds. Night one.
How the fuck do you end up in a bed with Gary? How does that happen?
Did you ask for that?
So I don't know what you've seen, and I've decided I'm not watching Big Brother.
So
I
saw
my
that they
memories.
Say the bedroom is now open.
Yep.
And loads of people ran.
Okay. So we all ran to the bedroom, and as people were bagsying beds, I'm counting beds. I count 11 beds. And I go, Sharon, have you got your own room? And she went, yeah. And I was like, sound. And then I went, so 11 beds, 12 people. And I went, Louis, have you got your own room? And he said, no, I've got my own bed. I'm in the double near the toilet. And I was like, okay. So then I went, someone's sharing a bed. So I had a bed, yeah. But in all this madness where everyone's bagsying beds, little Bradley is in the diary room because he's been called in. And obviously, Bradley's the one person who I've kind of bonded with straight away. So Bradley comes out and I go, Brad, there's not enough beds. There's 11 beds, there's 12 of us. And Bradley was like, so who's not got a bed? And I was like, well,
you.
And then I looked at the doubles and it was Gary and it was Louis. And I just went, Brad,
brilliant.
Have that bed. Because I was thinking, Brad's the youngest person in here. There's no way I could have made him share a bed. So I went, Brad, have that bed. And then I was like, Gary, budge up.
So hello.
So you took one for the team.
I did say to Louis first, I was like, oh, I think it might be me and you. And he was like, no, it's not. Fucking
on nuts. The show, he went, because Lauren got his bed first.
Yeah, she ran
and
in.
And he went, out, that's mine.
To be fair to Lulu, though, he got it wrong because his bed was the bed I ended up in. Because he said to me on like week two, he was like, I cocked up day one because I had a bed with lights built in for nighttime closest to the toilet.
They'd given him a special bed.
Yes, and they built extra lights or censored lights so that if you got out of bed, you could see your way.
So
he got in the wrong double.
Why didn't they say that when everyone's back seeing beds?
Because literally, Ben, as much as there is no direction, there's nothing. You're on your
own,
happened. Waiting for a voiceover to happen all day.
But surely if he needs the bed by the loo...
But I think he just needed the double. And
he saw that that was the only double. His double was around the corner,
yeah.
Wasn't
and
it?
What had happened was,
Gary.
The thing that fucked me off was, it was Snorer's one side. And because I couldn't share with Louis, I was on the Snorer's side.
So who's the biggest Snorer?
Well, Gary, I made so much noise. So much noise. Gary, Levi and Nick all snored.
In different tunes, different heights.
Yeah.
So the night Gary fell out of bed.
Night two.
Is that what it was?
Which arguably was probably the greatest moment in Big Brother.
It was amazing. I went into the diary room that morning and I was like, did you see Gary fall out of bed?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, Big Brother doesn't know what you're talking about. Oh. And I was like, please tell me you saw him fall out of bed.
Was Big Brother, when you were with Big Brother talking, was there a moment, did they make it aware cameras always on, or did you have the ability, someone at work asked this, actually Tina O'Brien asked this, would you have the ability to say, I actually don't want this bit, this chat on telly?
Yeah, interesting.
You could ask for a chat with someone else that wasn't, you could ask for a chat with a psychologist cut the cameras.
Yeah.
But you have to ask for it. You have to say, can I speak to the psych and can you cut the cameras? Obviously, I never did, but that's in your briefings, you're told if you want to. That's what you have to say.
Okay, got you.
But I never spoke to a psychologist and I was never approached to speak to the psychologist.
So Gary fell out of bed.
Yes.
Then scrambled back in.
And did I remember me greeting him being pissed off at the fact he'd fallen out of bed?
No. You were smiling. You were laughing.
Well, Jack, it was all right. Well, it's a set, isn't it? So it was all right, FUD. He hit a stud floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he went, you were pissing
yourself. He did it for votes, though, did it? Because that was the night he found out he was up for nomination.
I don't think he did. Jackie fell out
Do you
of
know
bed.
What?
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah. I think he was snoring. And
he wasn't the only person that fell out of bed.
Oh, really?
He fell out of bed. Yeah.
He was the only one who was pitched. Who was
viewed. He would have been the only one that was viewed, but he a couple fell out. The beds were small. And so what they did was...
The beds were small.
The headrest sat further out than the bed. So if it's a small double, then you lose 3 inch because the headrest is that big. So my feet were dangling. David in a single bed, he said it was like sleeping in a fish finger. It was tiny.
Is he tall? Quite tall,
David's 6'2". So I'm 6'1". So he's an inch taller than me. And the bed, I had a nap in Levi's bed like on the last week. And
of course, you could do whatever you want towards the last end. Week.
But
and
why?
I was like, how the fuck have you slept? Because David,
the bedding's not changed. Does the bedding get changed?
Well, eviction nights, all the bedding gets changed. Oh, so you take all your bedding and then you have to put back on.
Wow, we've really gone in depth.
We're only on night one.
We're only on night one and there's another 3 weeks to go. So
21.
It's probably a good time to take a break and then we're coming back with
Night
Listener
two.
Questions. Part two. Part two of 13.
Welcome back to On the Sofa with our Big Brother catch up with third place Colson Smith.
Our winner.
He's our winner.
Our bronze.
He's our third.
He's our bronze.
We've had some questions. We're going to tie them all in with a bit more about... This is a question. Now, I think this is interesting. The toilet.
Yes. No locks.
What?
Ooh. No locks.
Unisex?
Free toilets. All unisex. No locks. We had a slider.
Why no locks?
Just in case you go in the toilet and don't come out, like a welfare thing.
Okay.
It?
Yeah. Well, Ian Watt had a question. How do you poo in private and discreetly so no one listens to the mics can hear or the people in the house
the plops.
Right.
Don't think, hold on, don't think you've done a massive turd. Good question, Ian. That's what we like.
So,
in depth.
Three toilets. One in the bedroom, one in the bathroom, one opposite the washing room.
One in the bedroom.
Did you ever go in and then see him, like Sharon just come out and then go in and there's a massive shit?
Could not possibly answer.
Or you go in, you go, oh.
Just a big Cleveland steamer.
Big brother. Yeah. I've got to, Coulson, can you go to the diary room? I can't. Someone's gone in
just
there.
Say,
and it's just so bad.
I need a whisk.
I spent three weeks.
I need some toilet duck. I can't do this, Big Brother. Vote me out.
I spent 3 weeks wiping piss up off the toilet seat.
Oh, no. And who's
who was
that?
Doing that? Well, if it's 3 weeks, we can cut it down, can't we? To who but, it is.
So, yeah. Three bathrooms,
yeah.
No locks.
Yeah.
For me, I didn't poo for 5 days.
Did you not?
No.
Well, yeah, like you're on holiday. When you go on holiday, yeah. You
just
poo, do you?
The nervous, the like, couldn't do it for 5 days. Then when I
and did you say to people, I haven't had a poo yet.
Everyone was the same. Everyone started having to take laxatives. I didn't. I waited for it naturally. And when I did...
It came out like a piece of coal.
What I did...
Like the Earth's core.
David had worked it out as genius what I did. Cool. I used
he
to...
He pooed in a bag outside in the garden.
And threw it over the fence.
Over the fence.
Do you want to know
take
what you
do
to make
it
up?
Yeah, it's funnier to make it up.
No, what I did was I would get to the bathroom. I would always go in the bathroom toilet or the kitchen toilet. Never in the bedroom.
Kitchen toilet? You're used to kitchen toilets.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
So
home run.
I used to take my sliders off, put them outside the door, take my hoodie off and leave my water bottle outside the door.
So I would leave
stuff outside
Why
the door.
Why wouldn't you invent, just saying... Something between all housemates that you turn around to know.
We did.
That...
We didn't use it. We had a slider. No one used it.
Oh.
So it was just knock, knock, enter. But I put stuff outside and then David started doing the same. And then you'd just see Brad's Crocs outside. And it'd be like, we all knew then. Because then otherwise you're just going to get walked in on, aren't
yeah,
you, by
yeah,
Lulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, oh.
Yeah.
Leave the door open. Good
yeah.
question there. Right, who is the person? Oh, I'm not sure. So, here we go, Lisa. How much exercise did Coulson get to do in the Big Brother house?
None.
I probably worked out every other morning for like 40 minutes. Me, Nikita, Marisha. We'd do like circuits. But we were told we were getting like a gym set. We were told we were getting weights. And the heaviest weight was a 4.5 kg dumbbell.
No good for you.
So I didn't get much done. But I did. I put all the weights in a crate one day and filled it with beans. And me and Nikita like bench pressed this crate.
Okay. Yeah.
He tried to get me to do a lot of core stuff. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Chanel wants to know, what was it like? I'm interested in this. What was it like living with Sharon Osbourne?
Epic. Like the moments where... I got along really well with Sharon. I was really lucky. She was very, very nice to me. But there was moments where you'd hold a door open for Sharon Osbourne and I'd be like, it's fucking mad.
What time did she go to bed?
Late, last one to bed. So me and Sharon had wash up at night. So about 2:30 in the morning. Sharon
but you had, can't stay up till 2:30.
But Jack, it's jet lag. That's
right.
Your times. Because you can't go to sleep early because the lights are on. So there's stuff to do until it's time to go to bed.
What time do the lights switch off, do you think?
When everyone gets in bed after 2 a.m.
Oh,
so never earlier than 2 a.m. But yeah, so Sharon would wash up, I'd dry up, and she told me at home, her Jack and Kelly and Ozzy call her the Russell because she's always rustling, doing something at night. And she's a night owl, so she says she just does stuff in the evening.
Kevin wants to know, what's the strangest thing about living in the house?
Strangest thing about living in the house is you're being filmed 24/7.
Yeah.
You are on a TV show that has been watched by millions.
Yeah.
And your closest confidants are people you've known for a matter of minutes.
Okay, got you. Lauren's got a good question. I think this is very good. What's the one thing you've learned about yourself?
The one thing I learned about myself is, on a deeper level, the one thing that I learned from hanging about with the likes of David and Bradley is just to fucking be yourself. Like, them two were so good at knowing who they are, embracing who they are, and being proud of it. Like, that was something that I was very envious of, like, watching them just be so accepting of the way they act. They were never apologetic, you know, they were just themselves all the way through. And that I was envious of. The other thing I learned about myself was probably that I'm all right. Like, just, I enjoyed that. I think that I enjoy what I've got. I'm happy.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You've got enough. You're
content with yourself. Yeah.
How is it? Actually, Mel brings up a great question. Did you miss your phone?
Do you know what? No.
No.
You missed what a phone can do, as in just the communication aspects.
Yeah.
Didn't miss social media. But the thing I struggled with all the way through was, because I think having been on TV for such a long time and knowing the world, I'd get to sleep time, so half two, lights would go off, and I'd sit awake for like an hour, because it'd be the first time in that day where you've not been stimulated. So I'd start thinking about my family, my friends, my girlfriend, you two. I'd think, what are you making of it?
I'd were think you about conscious work. In that time? Say you went to the garden.
Yeah.
Were you thinking, oh, if I go to the garden now, I'm probably going to get filmed. That might make the show. Were you ever doing anything that you thought that will make the show?
No. Diary room, very aware that that is making the show. And the one thing you would find is whatever Big Brother was asking you about is what would make the show. Because Diary Room is basically...
That's the direction they wanted to go in.
It's a commentary, isn't it, on what's been going on.
Right.
But I don't think... I think they watch you at every step of the way because they don't know what will make the show. And at times, I also think they're watching you for, like, welfare perspectives as well, to basically check you're okay. Because I do a lot of just, like, taking myself off every now and then. And the place I used to sit was in the storeroom. I'd sit on the washing machine. Do you know that I broke the tumble dryer door? Did that ever air? I don't think we
saw the washing machine.
We didn't see the washing machine. Did they change your bedding and whatever? You washed your own clothes?
You'd strip it and you'd get more and you'd have to put it back on. You washed all your own clothes.
How did you dry them? Had a tumble dryer,
but I broke. So we had a day where the storeroom was filled with 10 sacks of potatoes that we had to peel. And the potatoes were in front of the tumble dryer. And because I was in charge of drying up, I was putting in tea towels into the dryer. And I was trying to open it, but I wasn't moving the 8 sacks of potatoes. So I tried to like half open it and I didn't know my own strength and just fucking snapped the door off.
So they didn't replace it?
So I had to go and see Big Brother and say, hi, I've...
Did they replace it? No.
No.
They fixed it in about 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah, we had 2 days without a tumble dryer.
Ooh, I bet you were popular. Bet Fern loved you.
That's why I got nominated by Fern.
Oh, now this is something, this is interesting, because we did talk about this, me and Jack.
Yeah.
We talked about it with you. What would be the most difficult thing, Steph? What was it like having to sort out shopping lists?
I just kept quiet, you know.
Was it unlimited?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Luxury shopping. How much?
Oh. How many were there of you?
Okay, 15 quid. 15 people?
No, there was... 12 of us.
1,000 quid? 100 quid each?
1,200 quid.
£100 each.
It's a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
And did you go, this is my £100?
I said, bagels, and Sharon wasn't there. And I went, can I have bagels and wraps, and can Sharon have strawberry jam? They were the only things I spoke up about.
And strawberry jam.
Sharon,
how long does that last you for?
A week. But, Ben, what I didn't know is we were being reserved on how much we were using. And then when it came to the end of the week, they cleared out the fridge. So anything we'd left over from the luxury shopping budget, they cleared out. So when we failed the shopping challenge and we were on rations, we didn't get the stuff back. So it was all in, all out,
and
new
what,
stuff
what
in.
What were the rations?
We got £40 each. We had £340 between 8 of us.
Who did the most cooking? Levi.
Levi for the first 4 or 5 days, and then me and Marisha. Marisha, good cook.
She
good.
Oh, really?
Proper, like, Marisha was kind of, if we had a mum of the house, it would have been Marisha.
Oh, really?
She was like, big heart, caring, wanted everyone to be okay.
Who, Craig asks, who surprised you most in the house?
I don't know who surprised me the most, because I didn't have, you know, I
that's you had no why expectations.
I, and that's why I didn't read the papers. Because I didn't want to know who was who, because I didn't want to jump to perceptions of people. Mm. But I am very surprised of how well I got along with Bradley, David, Nikita and Louis.
Sammy asks, what were you thinking when you were teaching Louis to cook?
I was thinking, how on earth am I going to get Louis to make a chicken Kiev? And to be fair,
he didn't know how to put it in oven, did he?
So basically, all the way through, Lulu had kept saying that he just lived off Marks and Spencer's microwave meals. That's what, and he goes out all the time. He was telling me all the good places to go in Dublin. And yet, he hadn't ever cooked properly. And at first, I just said to him, right, we're going to cook lunch. And he was like, no, I'll watch. And I was like, no, I want you to cook. But the worst thing was, I don't know what you've seen, but we did chicken Kiev, Did it show you him having to fillet the chicken?
No.
Oh, he was,
yeah, I think so.
He was hating me because he didn't like it on his hands. And then when I made him dip it in egg yolk and put it in the breadcrumbs, he was fuming with me.
So you had no cookbooks, you just had to...
No, just went off feeling.
Off and obviously,
off-paste. It's a tapas menu.
When Levi...
All of it raw.
When Levi was cooking at
Did
the
start... Did you get shreddies?
The food was immense, because he's obviously an exceptional cook.
Right.
It was
Did you
immense.
Get breakfast cereal?
We got cereal. Bradley got Cocoa Pops on the luxury shopping.
Good.
No shreddies. There was cornflakes, and there was some
I saw the
protein
cornflakes.
Ones.
Interesting they didn't cover up like
some brands. Weird.
So does that mean that they must have had like a deal? Because I saw a massive box of Kellogg's cornflakes.
But when we were in isolation, they debranded everything. So all of my beauty products all have black tape on them now. They still do now because I've not undone it.
We're looking at the end now. We're looking at the final.
Yeah.
Happy with the bronze?
Over the moon.
Over the moon.
You know, I did say when
it's
I went
more
in,
than I ever could have hoped for.
I did say when I went in that I wanted to do the full experience tonight.
Yes.
So as soon as I made the final, I was like,
and
I've done it.
Fifth or something
I thought, because I thought there'd be five in the final. So I was happy to go at any point. I would have been happy if I'd have gone in the end of week two.
Would you have liked the Bradley out the back door?
That would have been brutal.
I found that really brutal.
But
really, really.
What did
he think of it?
If we could go back and I could swap places with Brad, for the sake of Brad to have the experience I had, I would have, because I thought Brad or David was going to win. Bradley was someone who I thought was a worthy champion all the way through, like having lived with him.
Okay.
Brad took it really fucking well, you know, really well.
Yeah, he did. On camera, he took it very well.
He said it was a mad experience because he went and then he got put into lockdown because he wasn't allowed to be announced till
the day after
and then go straight onto Leighton Live. So I think it was probably quite tough, but it could have been any one of us, which you two kind of knew, didn't you, that my mum was in London, but she didn't know if I was being evicted or not.
We didn't know about you. We didn't know about your mum or anything like that. It got leaked on Twitter.
That I'd gone?
No. It got leaked on Twitter that Brad went.
Okay.
The night he went.
Okay.
I think someone on that show that night of Leighton Live in the audience or someone...
Auto queue or something.
Well, studios, studios are like, people are always talking in studios.
Yeah.
You would have found something out. So they announce you're third.
Yeah, then buzzing. You're buzzing. Well, happy with them two being left.
Great.
I was happy that Louis went because I knew Louis didn't want to win. So I'd have felt bad for Louis if I'd have gone before him in a way. Because it kind of felt quite protective towards the end.
Yeah.
And then when you come up and there's loads of people, how's that mad?
The most bizarre thing in the world. Bear in mind...
Any boos?
Bear in mind, Jack.
Ooh, boring.
I've not heard my name. I've not heard my name once.
Colchester.
I've not heard it. Everyone's been up for eviction, but me. I was the only housemate not to be up for eviction. So everyone's heard a reaction to their name. The first time I heard my name was the final.
Was the final. Colchester. But you got loads of shit. You didn't get any boos.
No, it was all good. And walking out, you know, up the lift and the doors opening, just the relief of being out and the adrenaline of where you are. I mean, I was going home. I was happy. And I think because I'd seen my mum, I knew everything was good. As soon as I'd seen my mum, I was
in the garden.
Fine. Yeah,
in the garden.
When I saw my mum at the rendezvous, my brain went
literally.
Everything
literally,
is
the
good.
The moment of the rendezvous, it was literally like
he told me they had a little secret. They had a little secret thing. She was going to say something to you.
Yeah, she did.
So that you would know.
Well,
so
we'd planned it if
and the secret we'd thought, thing was you're fine or you're a shithouse.
On the civilian series, they got letters. And basically, me and Taylor had said, what's going to be the thing for you to know everything is good?
Yeah.
And what do you mean by everything is good?
Outside,
like, you're being outside. Well-received on the outside?
Just
or
everything's good. So, received, life, everything. Like, you're coming home to a happy place, basically.
Okay.
Which is, that's your worry, is what are you coming out to?
Yeah. Yes.
What's happening in the outside world? Because don't forget, your 3 weeks probably went rapid. My 3 weeks dragged.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, ours... We did a podcast every night.
Yeah,
they fucking dragged.
They fucking dragged. We fucking did that show with you.
Yeah,
it was harder for us. We didn't get paid. We had to do a shit in our own bathroom and get our own beds.
We went down and did the show.
We went down and did the show and looked at you eating ice cream.
You saw me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get up in the morning and then do GMB. He had to set an alarm and ruin the show.
Do you want to know what the secret message was?
Yeah, go up.
Your house plants have been watered. So when my mum came,
they'll never see that.
When my mum came, my mum said, "T says your houseplants have been watered." So I had my mum's reaction.
That made the.
I had my mum's reaction initially, which as soon as I saw my mum's eyes, I just went, "Oh, what have you been worrying about?" And I knew I had nothing to worry about
because
I hadn't. But you're just going insane, and then and she said. You said your houseplants have been
Your houseplants have all died.
No.
It wasn't that. They've all been watered. They've been watered.
That meant that I'd been done. If she went, and T says, your houseplants are dead.
I'd be like, she couldn't save the houseplants.
Yeah, I'd be like,
the houseplants have burnt down. So then you're...
But so I'm out.
Yep.
Reaction amazing.
Yep.
Will and AJ on the steps.
Yep.
As I'm with Will and AJ on the steps, straight in front of me, I see someone flicking the V's at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And it was Jack and Tom. And I was like, oh, my mates are here.
Oh, you two.
So I was like, amazing.
Were you mates?
Well, and you
They
two.
Didn't do a fucking podcast.
Not me.
They
didn't.
But they ran my social media for me. So I saw them and I was like, that's... So they were in the crowd. I didn't get to see them. They weren't allowed to come to the rap party, which is another story. But
ooh, bitter. If they were first, they would have.
Saw them and I was like, oh, that's ace. And then I didn't see... My mum, dad, and I didn't see them at the bottom of the steps until Will said, "And there's your family." And I got to the bottom of the steps, and my dad went, "Leeds are top of the championship."
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I was like, "But I'd want
your houseplants are watered."
I'd wanted to know. So yeah, and then saw my mum and dad, and then the weird like behind the scenes bit is, so you do that, and then you get walked to the live studio, and you get a 60-second brief off the psych. And the head of press.
Okay.
And just in that, the head of press, Rachel, was like, "Everything's good." And I went, "Tell me the bad stuff. Like, tell me all the bad stuff."
Yeah.
And she was like, "There's been nothing." And I was like, "Promise."
Goldchester. You did very well. We're very proud of you.
Did it air when Sharon called me Chessington World of Adventure?
No, that would have been great. Yeah. That would have been great. We sort of weirdly got into it. Me and Jack
You loved it.
Loved it.
I saw your mate Will the other day. Will was like, "We've lost Jack for 3 weeks.
He's
addicted."
Oh, no, we were invested. We were doing an hour and a half on eviction.
Yeah.
Then at 11, onto the mic. Starting doing the 15-20 minutes every night apart from Saturday and Sunday.
My dad said he was a bit like you. He said, Dad said that you and him had a wobble at the same period of time. And Mum made them watch the live stream.
Oh, God. And late and live.
I only had a wobble because I thought
it was never going to end.
No. It was more, is he going to be... All you just want, really, is exactly what happened, which is you have a great experience.
Yeah.
There's a few up and downs, but actually, hey, and you come out and you go. And there was a period when I was like, ooh.
Is he
enjoying himself?
There was a couple of times where I had to say to myself, get your head out of your ass. You're never going to get to do this
but
again.
But were you just tired?
I was done.
Yeah.
I was done. It felt like I've been there for such a long time. But now I'm out. I've been out for a week. Like, I'm looking going, what a mint experience.
Yeah.
I lived in the Big Brother house. I met some amazing people.
Yeah.
I got to be on an iconic show.
Yeah.
Friends for life.
Friends for life.
Have you messaged any of them?
No. I've spoke to David, Brad and Nakia, yeah.
Not a chance.
And we will.
Not a chance. Not a
actually,
chance.
Spoke to David Potts today.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
We're off to Girls Aloud together.
And is he all right? Yeah.
All good.
Girls Aloud, has Louis sorted that out?
No comment.
Very good. Well, Colson, yeah. we'll get you back because you were sort of the glue in our sandwich.
Well, thanks for a
bit more than a filling, I feel.
Thank you for doing the podcast as well, because it's nice for me to have a permanent memoir. And well done, because you've done bloody well.
Yeah, I've done.
You've
very
taken
well.
It to it's dizzy heights.
I think Jack's extraordinary amount of anchoring.
I think
is what brought it together.
New listeners as well. Hello, all the new listeners.
Yeah, hello, new
oh,
listeners.
Oh yeah, please stay.
Shall we give them an announcement whilst they're here?
Do it.
Because we've got one, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have.
Big announcement. We're excited by this. We've wanted this for ages, haven't we?
Yes.
We're going back on the road, aren't we?
We're going on the road.
More live shows.
You can't keep us back. It's Manchester and it's London. It's the Big Smoke. We're getting lost on a tube.
It's the biggest tour we've ever done.
It's two.
Two shows. two
it's
shows.
Double our initial tour due to popular demand.
It's huge. We're doing Manchester on the 4th of May.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And we're doing London on the 18th of May.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
same
tickets
show.
Are on sale now.
Tickets
right
are on sale now. Yes,
on
same
sale.
Show. We're not doing a different show, although we might tone the accents down.
Less Northern.
Get quick.
There aren't many tickets, by the way.
There's four.
It's a very
so we basically booked a tiny,
very
venue,
intimate,
which is a passport photo.
The red lion on Piccadilly.
Someone's living room. Yeah, someone's living room. So basically, we can say on the posters, sold out.
Yeah,
100 dates sold out, but there's only ever 3 tickets.
It's gonna be nice. It's going to be good fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
The Big Brother tour, Behind the Eye.
So tickets, they're on the Instagram. Go on the Instagram.
They'll be on the link in Instagram.
Yeah.
They'll be on a story. Yeah. We'll have all shared it.
Yeah.
They won't be able to miss a ticket.
Yeah. They
and
go
turn
on,
up even if you haven't got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to meet us.
Just the meet and greet afterwards. The queue was massive.
Are you excited for your presents? We got presents last time, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did. I've still got a present.
I've got my Hannah Montana top trumps.
Yeah. What was the present?
I got wine gums.
I got a shining door room key, room 237.
Henry got my wine gums.
Henry ate your wine gum.
It says Ben's wine gums on it. I've got my pens in it at home.
I love that. I got something off them.
So do I talk us out or do you talk
us out? Yeah, no, you talk us out. You're back now.
Look, we've had enough. We've swapped the baton over.
Yeah,
off you go.
I've got the Olympic flame.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for listening. We're back next week where we take the form of On The Sofa. What form that will be, stay tuned to find out next week. We're back on Thursday. In the meantime, take it easy.
But take it.